What do you recall of the changes that the war brought in the town of Waco?
Well, of course, the war brought the camp, Camp MacArthur. And that was the thing that really changed the face of and the spirit of Waco, I think. They built that camp, built it very rapidly. I was working with the engineers in those days. I got a job at $2 a day and thought that I was getting extremely rich at the thing.
You were working doing what?
Well, I drove the first stake that was ever driven out from Richfield, which is now the area where Richfield High School and that part of town, but the airfield was there. And I was driving stakes, carrying a chain, surveyor's chain, or stadia rods. With the engineers, we laid off. I was not there when we laid off the first part of the camp. I was in school, but the coming summer I was working with the engineers, as I say it, at $2 a day and surveying all around. They did all kind of surveying and all kind of work with level. I got to inspecting sewer pipe. I handled 200 carloads of sewer pipe out there. I don't know why they gave me the job, but the engineers put me to it. In those days, you took, I'd unload that pipe off of the cars, and I stood there with a stick, and it hit each joint of pipe as it came off. And you could tell by the sound whether there was a crack in it or not. And that's what I was doing, and that took a whole lot of my time. When I wasn't actually out with a surveying party, that's what I was doing, was testing that sewer pipe. That lasted pretty well all summer.